Now for something completely different.
Something totally different.
Something copious, something capacious, something kajunga.
I thought the bazinga was implied.
No idea what that means.
Stop gossiping and get back to work.
I think we're here.
Good morning.
I think the intro knew Rob was in because it is time for something different.
It is time for a switch up.
Mr. JP out for a few days on vacation. Rob Kelly in the house. Coryell Thomas, Husker Nick hanging out with you. Happy Hope Day!
Oh my goodness.
I missed the camel.
I'm glad the hump day thing is done.
The camel.
No way, man.
Is it not done? Is it not
hump
over?
Day? So my dad's name is Mike. So every time my brothers and I see Dad, Mike. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Mike, that part's funny.
And we always
That's funny.
Yeah, the happy hump day. What's up, guys? How are you this morning?
Good.
I woke up this morning and I went out and I get in my truck and I'm all fired up. I'm like, Rob Kelly's in. That means it's going to be a freaking party. Coryell Thomas is going to be up and Adam bright and early. And I get in my truck and I hear bing. Bing! I look down, 4 miles to empty. My wife took my truck to Omaha and back last night and left me 4 miles to empty.
Oh, man.
4 miles?
Someday when you get married, Coryell, you will have that power to be able to do that to your husband.
4 miles.
Yeah. You'll be able to do that to your husband like every other wife does on the planet.
Actually,
Earth.
Jackson filled up my car yesterday because he wanted to take the car to get errands done with the two of us. And I said, okay, we're going to have to stop at the gas station first. And then, yeah, of course, let it rip. I can't believe you let it get so close to empty.
Yeah.
Which, oh my gosh, I know I shouldn't do it. But I was like, I am aware.
Rob, are you? I'm going to guess the answer is no. But are you a guy that lets the gas get all the way down to like nothing?
Dude, I have to drive to Wahoo, so you know there's one gas station, Suresco.
Yes,
I have prayed between Lincoln and Suresco many a time. Look down there and the things below E, and you're like, going, oh man.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think my father-in-law's prepping prepness when he preps for everything has got me because I get to about half a tank and I panic. And I have to fill the darn thing back up. I like to have close to a full tank just in case.
I know.
Just in case.
That's the way Jackson operates, too. I'm typically
such a dad now.
At about a quarter tank or so, I'll go, all right.
Maybe we'll get there.
Yeah. Just, it's one of those things. Especially during the wintertime, you should have more gas.
For sure.
Definitely.
My grandfather used to live by this phrase. He always used to tell us. And he'd say, the two biggest wastes of time in life are getting gas and getting haircuts. So he would cut his own hair.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he cut his own hair. And this makes no sense, but my grandpa would never put more than like 2 gallons of gas in the tank. So he was always getting gas.
So he was constantly spending, like wasting gas to go to get more gas.
Yeah, but then again, you know, if you're like one of those people that chews or something like that, then, you know, stopping at the gas station
there you
get a chew all the time. Could have been what it's all about, really.
Grandpappy was a crazy, crazy man. And I'll tell you this, we got a crazy, crazy show.
We do. We got a lot of things lined up. I mean, we've got a couple's therapy. We've got escaping gymnasts.
That's at 6:10. I can't wait to tell you this story. This dude legit escaped North Korea, jumped over their fence because he's a former gymnast and was able to pole vault over this thing and do gymnastics.
Pretty sure Rob trained him.
That's me for sure.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is what's next with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Coming up next at 6:10, we got a gymnast that escaped North Korea. Wait till you hear what they did when they caught him.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
Kicks 96.9.
My soul is as ready to escape as my body.
Fear is why you're fed.
No, I'm not afraid. I'm angry.
All right, guys. This story, when I saw it, Husker Nick, Rob Kelly sitting in for JP Coryell. This story, when I saw it, was absolutely hilarious. A man in North Korea escapes North Korea. Now, on the border of North Korea to South Korea, there is a 9-foot wall with barbed wires. There's this whole stretch of land with landmines, barbed wires.
It looks like a big no for me.
It's called the DMZ.
Yes, all sorts of stuff you don't want to navigate yourself through.
No, no way.
But a man in North Korea easily made his way through this, got over the fence, and for like 2 weeks was on the lam during a manhunt looking for him.
Well,
he was in his 20s.
As you should be, honestly, if you made it past that. How do you do it?
So they catch him, They bring him back over. Turns out, and they haven't released his name because they don't want anybody to know.
He's in South Korea now. They want to know how he got there.
Yeah. So they catch him, and they don't release his name. Turns out he's like one of the most famous gymnasts in North Korean history.
Okay, I see where this is going. Hold on.
So they get him and they say, "Here's the deal. You're not in trouble, but you got to show us how you did that."
They make him tell him?
They made him show them on video and do it twice.
No.
Not once, but twice.
They got to make sure he's not a spy.
He should be.
The authorities were like, hold on, do that again. No, wait, do it one more time.
We don't believe you.
The only way this story could have got better, Coriel, is if this guy turned out to be Steve-O and he catapulted himself over the thing.
See, I could see this also being a very Steve-O publicity stuff.
Yeah, he's just like loads himself in a catapult and shoots himself with like a helmet and his underwear over the fence.
But we would have heard it was Steve-O because it would have gone horribly awry.
Yeah, he wouldn't have gone over the fence. He'd have landed straight in the barbed wire.
And
started screaming.
I'm just trying to imagine what the North Korean version of Steve-O actually is.
Oh, God. Yeah, no joke.
Yeah, I guess. Ridiculous. I don't know. That would be a much better version of our Steve-O, I think.
I feel like it's going to turn out the way this all happened was, is this guy was trying to impress a girl, and he was with some buddies at a bar, and he's like, I could get over that fence. Watch me get over that fence. And they're like, you cannot. I was a gymnast in the day. Watch me. And then he just flawlessly executes it. And they're like, well, okay, I guess that's...
My favorite part about this is that they literally were like, show me.
Yeah.
Like, the thing like where you make like the squeak with the chair or your shoes and someone thinks you farted and and then they're like, you did that, didn't you? And you have to go, no, look, I can recreate it. I can recreate it. I'll show you again. But you can't recreate it. This guy, at least, could recreate it. And he was like, suck on that.
Yeah, in my heart, this ends, Rob, with this guy doing it the second time and running away. Pew! Yeah. Dang it.
See ya.
Out of here.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Well, coming up, I got your nitty gritty from Music City and other chaos that ensues when Rob joins the morning show.
Mm-hmm, it's me.
When I wake up, wake up. Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Luke Bryan celebrates their 14th wedding anniversary. Luke Combs does yet another cool thing. And Tim McGraw, I'm pretty sure he's got more Christmas spirit than you.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, it's JP, Coriel, Husker, Nick in the morning. Rob's sitting in for JP at the moment. I got your nitty-gritty, and I'll tell you what, if you find us on Instagram, KZKX969, check our story, you'll find the pictures. But Luke Bryan posted a few throwback pics yesterday of himself and his wife Caroline all cleaned up. I think it's on their wedding day. They look a lot different,
big
honestly.
Anniversary.
Luke Bryan looks kind of dorky, I'll be honest. But he wrote, quote, happy 14th.
Poor guy.
Well, he does. He looks so different. He looks extra dorky.
He's got loose fit jeans on instead of super tight ones.
You just see like from like the chest up, really. But it's the hair. It's the hair for me. Nice. Look, kind of dorky.
It's back when it first got started out. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love it. But he said, "Quote: Happy 14th anniversary, my love. What a ride it has been. I love you so much." And then, of course, since Caroline just loves to dog on him constantly, and they're always pranking each other, she wrote, "Quote: Marriage, being with the person you get to annoy for the rest of your life. You're one brave man. Happy 14th anniversary." I love their relationship. Their dynamic is so funny.
That is awesome.
So how about a midweek pick-me-up? For that, I give you Luke Combs on a couch, unplugged, singing another unreleased original song called Ever Mine. You can find that on Instagram as well, KZKX969. But what I'm getting at here with Luke Combs is he's now... joined that star-studded investor group in Nashville trying to bring Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And the big names in that group are Justin Timberlake.
Yep. Nice.
Darius Rucker and Kane Brown.
Ooh.
And then you add Luke Combs into the mix.
I thought Eric Church was in that too.
And it's kind of, is he?
I thought he was.
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me. He's a huge baseball fan.
But with Luke Combs added to the mix, I feel like it just gives it even more oomph.
Did you see one of the largest cities without a baseball team?
Yeah. Did you see you and Luke Combs also have something very much in common?
What?
He tweeted out yesterday that he claims to be the worst Call of Duty player in the history of the world.
Then him and I've got wonderful company then. Oh my gosh.
I thought of you when I saw it.
Hey, Luke Combs, what's your tag? Also, I'm pretty sure Tim McGraw's Christmas tree is bigger than yours or one that you've really ever seen. This thing is massive. He's on top of a super tall ladder trimming the tree. The caption reads, A, Santa's lead flying reindeer talking about himself, and B, wife trying to get rid of me before Christmas. It literally looks like something you would need to have a harness for. With the nitty gritty from Music City, I'm Corey Al with Kix 96.9.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Corey Al, and Husker Nick Show.
We've got some good things for you coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Some cool things to keep the smiles on your faces and to make sure the work week goes a little better.
Mine's going to give you the tingles, I promise.
Tinglies?
I promise.
Ooh.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning. This is JP, Corey Al, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Good morning. We'll start with me, Corey L, for good things. This is something it's really special to me because it's in my former neighborhood, downtown Lincoln. At Pepe's Bistro, 11th and B, there's a little closet outside where you can find a warm coat if you need one, or let's say you want to donate any warm clothing items.
Wow.
For those that are just simply in need. It is very uncomplicated. It's like basically as easy as it gets. It's direct assistance for people in that neighborhood that need it. They literally go and get what they need because you leave it.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So it's bright colored. You can't miss it. A Rebecca Cahoon, I believe, is the name. She shared this on Facebook and now it's kind of going around Lincoln. But again, that's at Pepe's Bistro at 11th and B, downtown Lincoln. It's a cute little closet just outside. Just roll up there, put your items in it, and whoever needs it can take it.
Okay, kind of a cool little deal there. Yeah, for sure.
Good things.
All right, my good thing, and I am so excited to share this with you guys. This is out of Ohio. A dad and his family were at a basketball game for a high school team. And he's standing next to his wife, and they're waiting for the national anthem to play. Okay. And you kind of hear some noises spitting, but nothing's really playing. And people are starting to get frustrated because we love our national anthem.
Oh, of course.
And this guy's standing there with his mask on, and all of a sudden he gets a nudgy nudge from his wife. And she goes, psst, sing it.
Belt it.
And dad's like, all right, pulls down his mask. Here's what it sounded like.
Somebody in Nashville needs to sign this guy.
Oh, Tingley, you're right.
Crushes it. And of course, you'd think his kid was like mortified the moment dad started singing.
Right.
But he said, no, I knew my dad could crush it. This was going to go really well for us.
Right.
And his dad just crushes this thing. And the best part is on the video, he immediately sits down, casually picks up a bag of popcorn and starts eating it. Like dad
and
in the house.
Big finish.
All of the day's work. My good thing is, I was reading, or actually listening this morning, and I understand that tomorrow the FDA is going to meet, hopefully, and approve all these vaccines, and Nebraska hospitals are supposed to...
Oh, yeah, an emergency order.
Yeah, emergency order going to get issued tomorrow, and we could have shots as soon as Friday, and Nebraska hospitals expecting to get their shipment either today or tomorrow, and some of the old folks and frontline workers.
Yeah, man, I'm personally excited because my brother and his wife are both frontline workers. They're both doctors here in town, and I can tell you my brother will get off of being quarantined in his basement because someone that he was helping that was having like a stroke or something turned out to be positive. And he'll go about a day and a half before he's back in quarantine. So like he's hardly seen his family since March. Wow. Like they've been living on different floors of their house. So I am
so
excited for my brother and my sister-in-law and my little niece. They're going to get to, once they get this thing going, get to be a family, get to be around each other.
I know that is, that surely is.
I hope she still likes him. I'm a little nervous for him.
They might have to go on a first date again. Make sure they still like each other.
All right.
Coming up next.
All right.
This Rob's not about that.
No, he's like, he's not in. Bad idea.
No dates.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just. But you know what? When I sit in for JP, it's just always.
We love it.
You're doing great, Rob.
So now we need you to start thinking about ways that you resemble your parents, traits and things that you've picked up or that you've seen in your kids picked up from you.
So you mean like when my kid was in the principal's office last week?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That would be a wonderful example.
Same problems I got, too.
Come on, man. Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day on Kix 96.9.
All right, everyone, we made it.
My job is to help new homeowners who have turned into their parents.
I'm having a big lunch and then just a snack for dinner.
So we're using a speakerphone in this store. Is that a good idea?
Progressive can't protect you from becoming your parents, but we can protect your home and auto when you bundle with us.
Keep it coming. You don't know him.
Oh, I love, that's one of my, honestly, one of my favorite commercials.
I know.
Yes. That is stellar. And honestly, because of that, we should talk about ways that you resemble your parents.
Oh, it's so relatable.
Or traits that you see in your children that are related to you, essentially. I mean, this all kind of stems also from Rob's post last week on Facebook. You and your son James look a lot alike.
A lot.
And I mean, this is a whole doppelganger type of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever seen Austin Powers? Where you got Dr. Evil and Mini-Me.
Exactly what we're talking about
with Rob and his
son. So beyond the realm of even like looking alike, resemblance-wise, what are ways that you and your children are very similar or traits that they've picked up from you? Like, I called my dad earlier and put him on the spot, and he says I've picked up an ability to joke with people and prank. Which is so true, because I have talked about this time and time again on the show. April Fool's Day used to be my favorite holiday. I used to go above and beyond with pranking. And when I think about it, as much as I hate to admit it, I definitely picked this up from my mom, because I remember my dad used to kind of like make fun of her a little bit, like try to poke fun at her. Mm. But when I sit in a car, sometimes I put my purse in my lap like a little old lady. Mm. I don't put it on the floor, or I don't hang it somewhere in the back or something like that. I literally sit there like clutching my purse on my lap.
Well, you never know when one of those thugs might try to grab your purse.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm in a car and it's locked. That's not a thing.
I like how you asked your dad too, like, hey, what negative thing did I get from you? And I couldn't tell if it was a, oh, I don't really have any negative traits. So.
Or if it was, I spare myself before the holidays?
Yeah, well, I figured your dad must not do this, but I think, because like you don't ever flush when you go into the bathroom.
Just leave that for everybody.
Yeah, like if it's brown, it drown.
No,
if it's
that's
yellow,
not
let it
real.
Mellow.
Rob's looking like you're being serious.
So I figured that was what you got from your pops, but I guess not.
Everybody, please know that Husker Nick, no, this is not a thing.
So the best part about this, like in that commercial we were talking about earlier, is when you realize you're doing stuff like your parents, positive or negative, it doesn't matter. You're just like, stop it.
I know. Well,
stop it.
Every once in a while, I still say washcloth, because my dad always said washcloth, and I would like yell at him when I was younger. It's washcloth.
Oh, yeah.
Look at me now.
Carter was downstairs. As a parent, I'm starting to find out I'm like my dad a lot.
Okay.
Carter's downstairs screaming on the PlayStation with his cousin. They're playing. And I'm sitting up in the front room, and I just yelled down, and Jess is sitting next to me, and I go, Carter, stop it, or your ass is grass, and I'm the lawnmower. Jess looks at me and goes, your ass is grass. And I said, my dad used to say that to me. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
You know, like,
so 1978.
Yeah, oh, my God.
She's like, his ass is grass. What?
Really?
And I'm like, lawnmower, honey, it makes sense. Let
and
it go.
This is why he's in the principal's office.
Yeah.
How about you, Rob? Is there any traits that the kiddos have picked up from you?
Yeah, at least, you know, I've got a, I don't, Elizabeth's a lot like Cheryl. She's real caring.
Rob, be careful.
I mean, real caring and stuff like that. But my daughter, Sophia, the oldest one, who's 15, my wife cannot figure out, how come she never wants to stay home? She always wants to go running around with her friends. I just sit there and, I think I need to go out to the shop here real quick.
You're like, I don't know, I have nothing to do with that at all.
No, nothing. Oh, yeah. What do I do for a living? We're always out doing something. Right. It's like, I'm never home.
One of the more sociable people I know.
The best part of this whole thing is, you guys know one day, our kids will be calling us up going, damn it, Dad, I turned into you.
Get up, y'all. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
What did you drag me into?
All right, I know right now people across the city are checking their alarm clock and their watches going, oh God, am I late? Am I not in my car on time?
Don't panic,
It can't
panic.
Be 7:20 yet. It's not, it's 7:10. But we played this for a reason, guys, because we have a first, Coriel, that we're about to have. The first time ever on this show.
Are you sure I should be a part of this?
I don't know. I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
Why
Rob's being
drunk?
A part of it.
Why yeah, am oh I here? God.
So, if you guys were listening to Make It Right Monday, all right, we had insanity ensue. A guy by the name of Bernie, or Burn Dog, as I like to call him.
Not a huge fan.
Well, because he was on the show, we were instantly friends, kind of, so I called him Burn Dog. And then Burn Dog wanted to say sorry to his brother-in-law, and, well, hey, let's let him tell you
what happened on
his Thanksgiving, I guess.
Later that night, I'm outside with my pops and brother-in-law, man. We had, you know, maybe one too many whiskeys. I don't know.
Okay.
We're smoking cigars.
Sounds like a good night.
And I just happened to turn to him and kind of casual about it. Was like, you might want to get a paternity test. You know, just make sure it's yours.
Were you joking?
That's a bad joke.
Oh, it wasn't a joke at all. No, that's the whole thing about it. look, my sister's been caught sleeping around on three different times. They've only been together for a year and a half.
Okay? Oh, no.
Wait, so he's... What? Hold on.
So let me get this straight. This guy told his brother-in-law, the one that's married to his sister, that you better get a paternity test because my sister is a... Whatever.
I think he called her the town bicycle.
Yes, he said town bicycle.
He called her a lot of stuff.
Oh, my God.
So about his own sister.
Yeah, I thought so I heard that on Monday. I wasn't sure. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Like, legit. They were at a Thanksgiving dinner, and his sister and he announced to the family the first grandchild was on the way. And
which should be like
he said he was excited about it.
Yeah.
And I told you guys, I had something similar to this happen in my family with my cousin and my aunt and it was at a 4th of July, if I remember right, or something. And my aunt just busted my cousin out for sleeping around on his wife. And I told you, like, he doesn't come to events. The ex-wife comes to all the events with the kids.
See, that is kind of glorious.
It's crazy.
That's a little glorious.
It's absolutely crazy. And I couldn't imagine what my cousin would say to my aunt now, like, whether she was out of line or not. And that's exactly what we're about to get.
Well, see, and
about to get this.
Of course, this one is the one that, like, still comes back around because that was insane.
It was crazy.
But what I don't get is it's like, it's none of your business, bro. You know what I'm saying? But then again, I don't know.
Here's what we have coming up for you guys. And normally we wouldn't do a whole segment just to preview couples therapy.
It's just insane.
But on Monday night, after that couples therapy aired, this dude's sister emailed the station and said, old Burn Dog needs to get on the air with me, and we're going to let the people decide if he was out of line or not.
Yes, forward me the email, forward me
and
the email.
And that's what's coming up in about 8 minutes.
Well, there you go.
Dirty
that's what
dog.
Happens next.
Here's what's next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
I need a seatbelt for this chair.
Oh, no. Make sure you guys have pulled over. Let your boss know you're going to be late to work. Because we're going to get you guys weighing in on old Burn Dog.
How the hell did you drag me into this morning?
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, I need to go get more coffee.
All right. John Party. Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
All right, guys, it's Wednesday. It's that time. Rob Kelly sitting in for JP today. I'm Husker Nick. We've got Coriel over here.
Good morning.
Couples therapy. And as we said before, if you're just getting in, this is a first. On Monday, during Make It Right Monday, we had a gentleman come on the air. He wanted to make it right by his brother-in-law because he pointed out to his brother-in-law that on the day that they had
decided, drinking copious amounts of alcohol,
the day that they told everyone that they were going to have a baby, he and his sister, this man told his brother-in-law, you might want to get a paternity test, and proceeded to drag her name through the mud.
Oh.
We got an email that night from Cassie, who we're bringing into the show now.
I'm so happy.
Which is good, Cassie. I'm going to tell you right now, we were mad at everyone who referred to you as the town bicycle calling in.
Yes, that's so dumb.
That's just mean, I believe, anyways. We're bringing in Cassie. Now, Cassie, how are you?
I'm okay. Thank you guys for having me on.
Oh, thank you for reaching out.
Hey, congrats on the upcoming baby, by the way.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Cassie, we've got, as you know, you asked for you and your brother to come on. Bernie's on hold right now. Say your piece, m'lady.
Yes,
what's going on here?
Fire away.
Yeah, well, I was at work on Monday morning, I'm listening to your show like I always do, and I hear my brother come on. So just imagine how embarrassing it was.
Oh, my God.
Your brother come on the radio, calling you the town bicycle, putting it out there for everybody, saying that I slept around.
Oh my God, that's mortifying.
I had to confront him. This is ridiculous.
So you're
taste of his own medicine. He's going to put you on blast like that. We'll put him on blast back.
That's right.
So really quick, just to clear, because we're going to call our listeners, we're going to ask our listeners to come on to clarify. Was he lying about anything that he was accusing you of in terms of sleeping around?
Look, sure. Yes, I have cheated on Thomas. We all know that, but
But that's between you guys. Yes, you guys worked it out.
Together. That's our relationship.
Right,
it deals with it.
It's water under the bridge type of thing.
Well, it's just none of my stupid brother's business.
Okay.
I mean, he's got his own issues, and I'm pretty sure he needs to keep his nose out of my business.
Okay.
He needs to. Yeah.
No.
Is he an angel?
No, he's not an angel. He needs to worry about himself. He needs to worry about paying his taxes on time. He needs to worry about not getting fired from his job for stealing every other month. I'm pretty sure he doesn't need to be worrying about me, and he... I'm pretty sure he needs to
He's got his own issues. All right, well, we have... Burn Dog, yeah. Mr. Bernie,
bring
your brother.
Let me bring him on here.
On hold. Let's bring him in. All right, Bernie. Got to pay your taxes, bro. All right, Bernie, what do you say back? Your sister says you were out of line for telling her husband, your brother-in-law.
It's none of your business, and that, it was super embarrassing.
Hey, man, first of all, I just want to say good morning, everybody. Y'all been real good about keeping things on the up and up, and I appreciate that, because when you deal with someone like my sister, you don't always experience that kind of treatment. So I will first of all say I'm totally in the right. I don't care what she says. Tommy is still part of my family. And so, I'm going to treat him with some decorum of respect, if you will. And I believe in the truth. And, yeah, maybe I don't always pay my taxes. But guess what? I don't do a lot of things that I should do. So, you know, just put it on the list, baby. Put it on the list. I don't brush my teeth all the time. A lot of times, I don't even put gas in my car. I'll just die because I drive it too much. So
I think I know this guy.
Know, I do what I do, okay? And I don't think any of it's immoral. So if you want to talk about things that are truly bad as a person, I feel like Cassie's got me beat on that one. So
I have not slept around in months.
Baby, your family, you know, you're my sister. You're my only sister. I wouldn't trade you for an old dirty sock. But you ride like a Schwinn, and I've heard it from everyone.
Oh!
Right.
Oh!
Easy.
Okay. All right.
You tell our family. Just own it, baby. On the day that we have the happiest day that we're announcing to everybody.
All right.
Okay.
Here. Let's ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Go to your corners.
We're tapping in.
Hold on. Here we go. We're coming back in. Go to your corners. So here's what we do. You guys listen to the show. Yes.
Spray
you guys know how this works. It is couples therapy. We are going to ask our listeners a very important question.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the...
Oh, what's that?
Guess what happens next?
Oh, where
on our station?
Oh, we'll it's not it. Here yet.
Guess
coming
what up happens next?
We're going to take your guys' calls and hear from you. What do you guys think?
We want to know, are you Team Cassie? It's none of her brother's business. That was super embarrassing. He was wrong, basically. Or Team Bernie? Someone had to tell the husband. Just tell it like it is.
Yeah,
couples therapy.
Family.
You can call 466-9696 or go to Facebook KX969, Twitter as well. 466-9696.
Challenging. Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So couples therapy, you know, it could be like a couple of friends, couple of cousins, couple of siblings,
siblings
like today, Cassie and Bernie.
We got a great tweet coming in, and if you guys missed it, Bernie called out his sister on Monday during Make It Right Monday to her husband, his brother-in-law, about sleeping around on her and needing a paternity test. She emailed us, and now they're on couples therapy. Fresh 402 tweets in before we get to a listener's call, Rob. He says, guys, Christmas came early this year for us listeners. Greatest day ever.
I like the gif of Kramer, like with his he's like mind blown from Adam on Twitter, KZKX969. He says, this week's morning show.
All right. Well, let's go to the phones, find out what you have to think about this. Kix 96.9. Hello. What do you think?
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow. I think I'm on her side.
Okay. Why?
I have to say that to an extent, I understand his point of view that, hey, you know, if there's a chance it might not be yours, but the day at a family function with everybody there, I mean, he didn't do it in front of everybody.
Enough.
But get your nose out of your own, out of my business.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing. Hey, we appreciate it.
Wow.
There's who else we got calling in?
Oh, man, I don't know.
We got other callers.
Yellow Kicks, hello. What's up? Hello?
Team Bernie all the way. Because if this is the Cassie I'm thinking about, me and my buddies played a round of golf with her, and we weren't at the golf course, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, man. So that's worth thinking right now.
Oh, my God. And you can join the show, too, at 402-466-9696.
Of course, on Facebook also, KX969, Twitter as well, Team Cassie or Team Bernie.
When I wake up, wake up, Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
It is couples therapy extraordinaire.
Oh my God, this has been an insane morning. Twitter's on fire right now.
It really
is. People are calling in with their opinions. Rob, who do we got on the line?
I don't know who she is, but yeah, let's find
come
out.
Come on in. Let's
hi, Kix. Hello, what's up?
Well, I'm on her side all the way. I think that in the circumstances, her husband was well aware that baby could possibly not be his, but that wasn't none of Bernie's business to poke his nose into. He's wrong.
All right, lady. I appreciate you. Thanks
thank
for listening.
Thank you so
calling
much.
In.
Wow. Lots of things going on.
Yeah, on Facebook, KX969, Megan says, Team Cassie, if her husband is aware of her indiscretions, then he probably had already thought about the paternity thing. Bernie didn't need to bring it up on that particular day. Madison even says, can we make a team neither? They're both in the wrong.
Oh.
And then Allison says, Team Bernie, if you're going to cheat, then you have to deal with the repercussions.
Also on Twitter, some guy named JP chimes in, says, dang it, I take a vacation day and I miss our first ever couples therapy Make It Right crossover event. I'll just sit back, get my popcorn ready.
Yeah.
We are 3 minutes away from finding out who is right and who is wrong according to you. Couples therapy Kix.
Give us a call, 402-466-9696 right now.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Welcome back into couples therapy. I'm Husker Nick. Rob Kelly sitting in for JP today, who is on vacation, and it sounds like Coriel, he is so sad he's missing out.
I'd be very bummed if I were him as well.
Well, if you're just getting into the show, guys, here's what you missed. Bernie from Monday, who was on our Make It Right Monday.
Make It Right Monday.
Wanted to say sorry to his brother-in-law for calling out his sister for maybe needing a paternity test when they announced they were having a kid. Well, his sister brought him on to couples therapy because she wants you guys to tell him if he's in the wrong or if she's in the wrong. Coryell, this has been insane. What is the poll say
I'm
so far,
actually
Twitter?
Very stumped by this. But okay. According to Twitter, KZKX969, Team Bernie is ahead at 84.2%.
Wow.
Yeah, and then Team Cassie, 15.8%.
So he's so right it's, for calling
it's essentially,
around?
You know, Team Cassie, it's none of her brother's business. That was super embarrassing. I mean, he called and aired her dirty laundry all over the city. Or Team Bernie, someone had to tell her husband and, you know, just tell it like it is. People already knew about the indiscretion, so also, why is it a big deal?
Also, long-lost cousin? At Husker Steph tweets the show. Well, I don't know. Maybe my cool. long-lost cousin says, week started out with Make It Right Monday. Now this couple's therapy. Sheesh, good gravy. I don't even drink, and I think I need one right now.
Take the edge off or something. On Facebook, KX969 also, it looks to be almost split in the middle between Team Cassie and Team Bernie.
Hey, the phones are ringing as well, 402-466-9696. What do you think?
Oh, I was going to put my input in on that wonderful thing.
All right.
Give it to us, lady. Yeah.
Nothing like an input on, input on a dumpster fire. What do you got?
Well, normally I would take her side. However, I've with another family member, I've kind of seen it on his view. I've seen a family member, I don't know how to put it. I guess I've seen a family member get accused of being the father of kids by multiple different girls.
Several.
And it's just kind of ridiculous. So yeah, I think that the child deserves to know who it belongs to.
Well,
and,
right.
Ooh, there you go.
You know, so I guess I'm more so on his side for common sense wise. But yeah, he probably could have chose a better time to say it.
Well, thanks for calling in on that, okay?
You bet.
All right, this is like this is so exciting. Let's bring in Cassie, who emailed the show Monday night, needing to get her brother on here. Bring back on Bernie. Guys, are you still there? Is everything going okay with the two of you?
No,
I mean,
not.
She's
so okay, here. Hold on. One at a time. Cassie, you've heard the listeners. You've heard what they had to say. What do you think?
I think that it's baloney, and I think that they are all caught up that, oh, Bernie told him that, you know, that I sleep around or whatever. He knew that already. He didn't have to tell him on the day that we announced, and then he didn't have to put it on the radio for everybody to hear while I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
so
Bernie.
I think people are getting real caught up on the wrong thing and making Bernie into this savior.
Bernie. Team Cassie, you got me on your team, if it's worth anything. I'm Team Cassie.
All right, Bernie, in your words, do you want to apologize to Schwinn, or do you want to...
To what?
That's what he called her. I think it's a family nickname. I don't know. Jeez, guys.
She says, don't you start. She's going to come for your kneecaps in the parking lot.
Kidding. I'm so excited for you that you're having a lovely child.
Bernie,
how do you feel?
Bernie, tell us how you feel.
Hey, look, I called in on Monday because I wanted to make things right by Tommy. And, you know, Cassie feels like she's slighted too. Then, you know, I'm sorry you feel that way. But at the end of the day, if you keep your operating hours to a bare minimum and just with your husband, this wouldn't be an issue. But instead, you want to go with the 7-Eleven plan and just keep them puppies open all day and all night.
No.
This is on you. Okay, I love you.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Christmas.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
This is gonna be, if you guys could set up like a live stream of that Christmas party, I'd appreciate
here,
that.
Here, I'm looking up inflatable sumo wrestler suits. You can take this out back,
well,
I'm
Cassie,
sure.
Bernie, it doesn't sound like we're going to be able to get this figured out, but thank you guys for listening to the show. Thank you for coming on. We love you guys both, and thank you so much. I hope we get this thing figured out, and Cassie, good luck with the little one,
congratulations,
okay?
Honestly. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Did we just watch
an episode
of Ozark?
I think this is like an audio clip of like Jerry Springer.
I need to go take a jog around the block for a minute.
Yeah, no. Here's Matt Stell, Kicks.
Wake up, y'all. Nowhere to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Miss Folgers in your cup.
What is going on? Am I on? Here we go.
I've got 17 things fired off all at once.
I feel like that's a peek into what your brain is like every second of every day.
Get through this whole thing, yes.
Got him.
And then we end up, with more.
So. Hey, good morning. It's Rob in for JP.
Rob,
I'm Corey Allen.
Doing so well today.
Husker
just now.
Nick's hanging out. Listen, that's okay because that's nothing compared to what I did when I had to step in for JP.
Let's not go back there.
You guys were all flustered after that couple's therapy. I get it, okay? But let's all reset here. Hey, so here's the deal. Coriel, I saw this thing and I thought of you instantly.
I know.
Because, look, you may think you have a sophisticated palate for coffee. Maybe you're only truly happy with that single origin, hand-selected beans from the Ganju Kayon Mountain, western Ethiopia. Girl, that
is
ain't
that
true.
How you pronounce that?
Ganju Kayu?
Listen, that ain't true, girl.
I've had some Ganju Kayu.
Your brain just likes the caffeine. You know, it's just the caffeine. Hey, I know Rob has.
Ganja
Kayu. Hey, let's not go there.
There's a new study out, guys, that turns out that the vast majority of Americans admit they don't actually like coffee. They drink it all the time, and they lie about liking it. They just need the caffeine.
I'll be honest. No. You know what? No. I think it's somewhat true. But I do like the taste of coffee.
Are you kidding? The motor oil that we have sitting over there cooking right now in this building?
Not Dale's diesel. No.
Yeah, no.
That's jet fuel.
Yeah, Dale puts like 4 bags of coffee into just one deal. So this stuff is like, it's motor oil.
What I can never figure out is, if you got crappy coffee, why do you take it then times 3?
I don't know.
Well,
you know?
That's the problem is, like, it does a trick, but it tastes like booty. So why do you drink it? But I'm drinking it right now.
I full on lie to him too, because Dale's like the manliest dude, and he walks up and he's like that coffee, and I'm like, yes.
No. You're like crying.
I'm trying. Yeah, inside I'm crying, escapes. And I'm like trying to be like, oh, you're a new, got another hair sprout, and I can feel it. Let's do this.
But see, the thing is, it all boils down to really, it's more or less like your addiction to the caffeine. Mm-hmm. It's habitual, honestly. Like for a long time there, I was like, God, I'm spending so much money by constantly every morning going through getting cold brew, which I do that. Every once in a while, I do it for like a month straight, and I'm like, God, I'm spending so much money. And then I try to just make it at home. But the simple fact is, for some reason, I'm too cheap to set up my own little coffee bar with like sugar-free syrups or like little things just to add a little zhuzh to my coffee at home. I would rather pay like $6+ for a thing of cold brew coffee because I like how they make it.
Yeah. Is there something that you guys like totally lie to people about that you say you like, but you don't? I have one.
You know,
it's going to break your heart in a minute too when I tell you.
For me, I do genuinely love tequila. I love the way that it tastes.
Mm-hmm.
But I choke down vodka waters because I am trying to be a little more health conscious.
Yeah.
And it's a little better than like a whiskey Coke, like pop and stuff. And I truly, I don't know. Not, I don't typically actually like what a whiskey water tastes like. Or sorry, a vodka water.
And you just, but you make, you.
But
pretend.
I will make do. I will make do it. I'll pretend like I like it.
My daughter is obsessed with the Masked Singer show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a great show.
So I watch every episode with her. I watch a replay of said episode at least twice during the week. Because she's my baby girl.
And you're all about it for her.
I adore her. She is she's awesome. And mom hates it. She hates that show. So I pretend like it's the greatest thing walking. When the whole time I'm watching it, my eyes are bleeding. And I'm just like, I could be watching sport. But it's my baby girl. Oh, if you're listening, Bailey, Daddy loves that show.
I think there's not a married guy out there that doesn't pretend to like his wife's cooking at occasional times. My wife is a very good cook. She does a great job. But occasionally she'll get, a wild hair and, oh, I found this on Pinterest or whatever.
Yeah.
And she'll whip it up and you're like going,
Coming up on Make It Right Monday, Rob Kelly apologizes to his wife for admitting that over the airwaves.
Good morning. We want to know what makes dad a softie.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a story of a lost hamster, basically lost by this college student's dad. He got roped into taking care of this little tiny hamster while his daughter went off to college, okay?
That's dangerous.
If you go to our Kix Morning Show page, KX Mornings, you can find the full text conversation. But it is one of the funniest and purest things I've seen in a very long time. Essentially, this dad is blowing up his daughter's phone like, oh my gosh. I can't find your hamster. I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. I lost the hamster. I can't find it. It's this whole text exchange. He is having a meltdown, a crisis, if you will. And she's like, Dad, it's okay. It's just a hamster. I know you're trying really hard. He's like, I've been looking all day long. Lo and behold, he finally finds the hamster, but he had set up this whole trap of food on the wood floor with like a ring of flour all around it. Text her the picture.
So you could find where it walked off to. That makes sense.
What's the white arc of bedding for? Or is that bedding? What is that? He goes, it's flour so I can see his footsteps if he comes to get food. He goes, so I know he's still alive. And she's like, that's smart. This text exchange is so, so funny. Eventually, he does find the hamster, but he says, I've taken the bar exam and this is the most stressful day in my life. This is a big, tough lawyer man going through this whole dog and pony show finding his dang daughter's hamster. So we want to know what makes you a softie? What has happened where you're like, you know what? Oh my gosh, I'm going soft. Do you have one?
So yes. And I know she's listening right now. Little Bailey in the car is driving to go to daycare.
Bailey's driving?
With mom.
Oh my gosh.
Or she's driving. Who knows? She is. Little Miss Thang is in charge. She might be driving. I'll tell you that right now. But my daughter, you want to know what makes me a big softie? It's when I turn on the radio and she and I, at the top of our lungs, duet this.
Frozen?
Oh, yes. That's me. That's my part.
Ooh. Wow.
Oh, yeah. I hit that hard.
Soprano Nick.
Listen, I bet you crush it.
I'm like driving home and I'm in my truck. I got my beard and my hat. It's camo.
Yeah.
I'm tough. I got my son sitting back there watching Dad.
You should be learning some Hank Williams or something. But no, you get frozen.
hang on really quick.
Okay.
You talk about making Dad a softie. Rob, hit that one more time, would you? I just got a request put in from baby girl in the car. No, hit it. Into the air.
Yeah! Oh! Wow.
I can hear you. I can feel you.
Bales is listening. I can hear it right now. Bales is very proud of
you. You're welcome, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Very, very proud of you.
Yes, that's what makes
it. It's a red Dodge pickup, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, no, you'll see me in there, arms waving. And
next time you see him, he's going to be belting it, and they're going to be like, but where is Bailey, though?
I know.
It's just me.
It's just me. But all right, I just embarrassed myself. Pick me up, people. All right. What does your kids do?
People are going to love that.
What in the world makes you a big softy? Phone's ringing. Here we go.
I'd like to know about being a softy.
Yeah, 466-9696. That's 466-9696. What makes you as a dad a big softie?
Love you, Bailey.
Kiddos, you can call in and bust your dad out if you want. What makes dad a softie? 466-9696.
Kix 76.9. You want to sing again?
No.
Sure you want to? No. We got to bring. No.
Lincoln,
we
have to
bring this back. This is Nick.
You didn't get the actual audio, did you? I don't think you
hear that. I should have got that. But
I mean,
come on, man. Give it again. Here we go. Come on.
Oh, God.
His daughter gets him to sing that.
Yes. So, yeah. Oh, God. When she watches the video, as she's watching it, she'll
be
in front of it.
Doesn't she do it dramatically?
Yeah. She mimics what she's doing on the screen, what Elsa's doing. And there's a part where Elsa throws her hand over where, she's her hand in her eyes and runs down the hallway, and Bailey does the same thing. And then I hear her back down the hallway singing, and I'm going to miss these days. I'm going to miss them.
We want to know what makes you, Dad, a softie. What makes you a softie?
Or just as a parent makes you a softie,
parent, sure.
402-466-9696, hello.
Hey, my daughter wanted to talk about something that our dad does for her every day.
Yes, what is it? Let's hear it.
Okay, one second.
Listening, giving him cuddles. He does everything for me.
Amazing. Thank you for calling, sweetie, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
Listening and giving cuddles.
He does everything.
Now I just want to sing for my daughter because that was so adorable.
I love it. So
now, God.
We're wondering what makes... Oh, are we taking a call?
No, I was going to a second. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, no, yeah, he can repeat himself.
Go ahead, go ahead.
How about...
Go ahead.
Okay, so we're asking what makes dad. We're asking what makes dad a softy because we mentioned on the Kix Morning Show page, KX969, this big tough lawyer man had to watch his daughter's hamster while she's gone at college. He loses it, a whole text exchange ensues, and it's actually one of the cutest, most purest things in the world. And clearly, he's got a soft spot for a hamster. So we're just wondering what makes dad a softy, or really any parent.
Hi, Kix. Hello.
Animals.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah.
Is there one in particular that just gets your goat every time?
My daughter posts things on Twitter all the time for dogs, abandoned dogs, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Love every one of them.
Want to take them all home.
Done the whole things, grew up hard, but give me an animal that's suffering, I just melt.
There you go. That's just...
see, his daughter. That's the key thing that ties in here. That's
yeah, for me, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's yours?
Let's hear yours.
Mine is...
Oh, this is Christmas. What's this movie called?
Polar Express.
Oh,
Polar Express.
You a big Christmas movie person?
I start crying.
While watching this movie?
Yeah, at the end of it and everything else like that. The kids, it's the innocence, the hot chocolate, that stuff. So yeah, and I have to hide. You have to get up and go get a beer. That's why.
I'll be right back.
I'm going to rip things up with my bare hands.
Are you crying? Well, I'm out of beer.
Yeah, my beer's warm.
You're too if you're old enough to drink.
That does make you a softie. Yeah.
Oh, man.
For my dad, it's animals, too. He's, and it's dogs, but it's small dogs. Small dogs make him a softie.
Oh.
You wouldn't, looking at my dad and everything, like, you just wouldn't think that it'd be tiny,
Storm?
Tiny little, tiny chihuahuas that could fit in your hands.
You know what makes me a softie?
He loves them.
When Coriel Thomas shows up with her father's beef jerky and says, here's some beef jerky for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, adorable.
That's how I got the nickname Meat Santa.
Yes, you are the Meat Santa.
Coming up next.
Yo! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
I think you got Nitty coming up, don't you?
Yeah, Nitty will be coming up. And if, in case you missed it, couples therapy today was absolutely wacko, wild, insane.
Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Luke Bryan celebrates their 14th wedding anniversary. Luke Combs does yet another cool thing. And Tim McGraw, I'm pretty sure he's got more Christmas spirit than you.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, it's JP, Coriel, Husker, Nick in the morning. Rob's sitting in for JP at the moment. I got your nitty-gritty, and I'll tell you what, if you find us on Instagram, KZKX969, check our story. You'll find the pictures, but Luke Bryan posted a few throwback pics yesterday of himself and his wife Caroline all cleaned up. I think it's on their wedding day. They look a lot different,
big
honestly.
Anniversary.
And Luke Bryan looks kind of dorky, I'll be honest. But he wrote, quote, happy 14th.
Poor guy.
Well, he does. He looks so different. He looks extra dorky. I don't know.
He's got loose fit jeans on instead of super tight ones.
You just see from the chest up, really. But it's the hair. It's the hair for me. Nice. Look, kind of dorky.
It's back when it first got started out. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love it. But he said, quote, happy 14th anniversary, my love. What a ride it has been. I love you so much. And then, of course, since Caroline just loves to dog hunt him constantly and they're always pranking each other, she wrote, quote, marriage, being with the person you get to annoy for the rest of your life. You're one brave man. Happy 14th anniversary. I love their relationship. Their dynamic is so funny.
That is awesome.
So how about a midweek pick me up? For that, I give you Luke Combs on a couch, unplugged, singing another unreleased original song called Ever Mine. You can find that on Instagram as well, KZKX969. But what I'm getting at here with Luke Combs is he's now joined that star-studded investor group in Nashville trying to bring Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And the big names in that group are Justin Timberlake.
Yep, nice.
Darius Rucker and Kane Brown.
Ooh.
And then you add Luke Combs into the mix.
I thought Eric Church was in that too.
And it's kind of, is he?
I thought he was.
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me. He's a huge baseball fan.
But with Luke Combs added to the mix, I feel like it just gives it even more oomph.
Did you see one of the largest cities without a baseball team?
Yeah. Did you see you and Luke Combs also have something very much in common?
What?
He tweeted out yesterday that he claims to be the worst Call of Duty player in the history of the world.
Then him and I've got wonderful company then. Oh my gosh.
I thought of you when I saw it.
Hey, Luke Combs, what's your tag? Also, I'm pretty sure Tim McGraw's Christmas tree is bigger than yours or one that you've really ever seen. This thing is massive. He's on top of a super tall ladder trimming the tree. The caption reads, A, Santa's lead flying reindeer talking about himself, and B, wife trying to get rid of me before Christmas. It literally looks like something you would need to have a harness for. With the nitty gritty from Music City, I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9.
Get up, y'all. This is JP Coryell and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP Coryell and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
All right, guys, it's Wednesday. It's that time. Rob Kelly sitting in for JP today. I'm Husker Nick. We've got Coryell over here.
Good morning.
It's couples therapy. And as we said before, if you're just getting in, this is a first. On Monday, during Make It Right Monday, we had a gentleman come on the air. He wanted to make it right by his brother-in-law because he pointed out to his brother-in-law that on the day that they had
While drinking copious amounts of alcohol.
The day that they told everyone that they were going to have a baby, he and his sister, this man told his brother-in-law, you might want to get a paternity test, and proceeded to drag her name through the mud.
Oh.
We got an email that night from Cassie, who we're bringing into the show now.
I'm so happy.
Which is good, Cassie. I'm going to tell you right now, we were mad at everyone who referred to you as the town bicycle calling in.
Yes, that's so dumb.
That's just mean, I believe, anyways. We're bringing in Cassie. Now, Cassie, how are you?
I'm okay. Thank you guys for having me on.
Oh, thank you for reaching out.
Hey, congrats on the upcoming baby, by the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Cassie, we've got, as you know, you asked for you and your brother to come on. Bernie's on hold right now. Say your piece, m'lady.
Yes,
what's going on
fire
here?
Fire away.
Yeah, well, I was at work on Monday morning, I'm listening to your show like I always do, and I hear my brother come on. So just imagine how embarrassing it was.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Your brother come on the radio calling you the town bicycle, putting it out there for everybody, saying that I slept around.
Oh my God, that's mortifying.
I had to confront him. This is ridiculous.
Give him a taste of his own medicine.
He's going to put you on blast like that. Put him on blast back.
That's right.
So really quick, just to clear, because we're going to call our listeners, we're going to ask our listeners to come on to clarify. Was he lying about anything that he was accusing you of in terms of sleeping around?
Look, sure. Yes, I have cheated on Thomas. We all know that, but
But that's between you guys. Yes, you guys worked it out.
We worked it out together. That's our relationship.
Right,
we deal with it.
It's water under the bridge type of thing.
Well, it's just none of my stupid brother's business.
Okay.
I mean, he's got his own issues, and I'm pretty sure he needs to keep his nose out of my business.
Okay.
He needs to, yeah.
No, keep
is
going.
He, is
We're
he
here.
An angel?
No.
Is he an angel?
No, he's not an angel. He needs to worry about himself. He needs to worry about paying his taxes on time. He needs to worry about not getting fired from his job for stealing every other month. I'm pretty sure he doesn't need to be worrying about me, and he... I'm pretty sure he needs to
He's got his own issues. All right, well, we have... Burn Dog, Mr. Bernie, your brother.
Let me bring him on here.
On hold. Let's bring him in. All right, Bernie.
Bernie.
Got to pay your taxes, bro. All right, Bernie, what do you say back? Your sister says you were out of line for telling her husband, your brother-in-law.
It's none of your business, and it was super embarrassing.
Hey, man, first of all, I just want to say good morning, everybody. Y'all been real good about keeping things on the up and up, and I appreciate that. Because when you deal with someone like my sister, you don't always experience that kind of treatment. So I will first of all say I'm totally in the right. I don't care what she says. Tommy's still part of my family, and so I'm gonna treat him with some decorum of respect, if you will. And I believe in the truth. And yeah, maybe I don't always pay my taxes, but guess what? I don't do a lot of things that I should do. So, you know, just put it on the list, baby. Put it on the list. I don't brush my teeth all the time. A lot of times, I don't even put gas in my car. It'll just die because I drive it too much. So
I think I know this guy.
Know, I do what I do, okay? And I don't think any of it's immoral. So if you want to talk about things that are truly bad as a person... I feel like Cassie's got me beat on that one. So
I have not slept around in months.
Baby, your family, you know, you're my sister. You're my only sister. I wouldn't trade you for an old dirty sock. But you ride like a Schwinn, and I've heard from everyone. Oh,
okay.
Easy.
Okay. All right.
You tell our family.
You know, just own it, baby.
Tell Thomas on the day that we have the happiest day that we're announcing to everybody.
All right.
Okay.
Here. Let's ding, ding, ding. Go to your corners.
We're tapping in. Hold on.
Here we go. We're coming back in. Go to your corners. So here's what we do. You guys listen to the show. Yes.
Spray
you
model.
Guys know how this works. It is couples therapy. We are going to ask our listeners a very important question.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the.
Oh, what's that?
Guess what happens next?
Oh, where
on our station?
It's not here yet.
Guess what happens next?
We're going to take your guys' calls and hear from you. What do you guys think?
We want to know, are you Team Cassie? It's none of her brother's business. That was super embarrassing. He was wrong, basically. Or Team Bernie? Someone had to tell the husband. Just tell it like it is.
Yeah,
couples therapy.
Family.
You can call 466-9696 or go to Facebook KX969, Twitter as well. 466-9696.
I think it's KX96.9. Team Cassie or Team Bernie? Wow, I'll tell you. Couples therapy today. What do you think?
Total Team Cassie, because I'm sorry. Brothers sometimes need to keep their nose out of it unless he has some secret vested interest in all of this that he's not sharing with us. None of his damn business.
Yeah.
Hey, amen.
Yeah.
Amen, sister.
Thank you
so much for sharing.
Thank you very much. Well, we're going to find out the conclusion to this in about 3 minutes. What these two siblings are going to end up doing about this.
They need to, like, fight it out over the holidays, I think.
Yeah.
Like, gloves and all.
Great advice, Corey.
Wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. When that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
That's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
Welcome back into Couples Therapy. I'm Husker Nick. Rob Kelly sitting in for JP today, who is on vacation, and it sounds like Coriel, he is so sad. He's missing out.
I'd be very bummed if I were him as well.
Well, if you're just getting into the show, guys, here's what you missed. Bernie from Monday, who was on our Make It Right Monday, wanted to say sorry to his brother-in-law for calling out his sister for maybe needing a paternity test when they announced they were having a kid. Well, his sister brought him on to Couples Therapy, because she wants you guys to tell him if he's in the wrong or if she's in the wrong. Coriel, this has been insane. What does the poll say?
I'm
so far
actually
on Twitter?
Very stumped by this. But
okay.
According to Twitter, KZKX969, Team Bernie is ahead at 84.2%.
Wow.
Yeah, and then Team Cassie, 15.8%.
So it's essentially
Team Cassie, it's none of her brother's business. That was super embarrassing. I mean, he called and aired her dirty laundry all over the city. Or Team Bernie, someone had to tell her husband and, you know, just tell it like it is. People already knew about the indiscretion, so why is it a big deal?
Also, long-lost cousin? At Husker Steph tweets the show. I don't know. Maybe my long-lost cousin says, week started out with Make It Right Monday. Now this couple's therapy. Sheesh, good gravy. I don't even drink, and I think I need one right now.
Take the edge off or something. On Facebook, KX969 also, it looks to be almost split in the middle between Team Cassie and Team Bernie.
Hey, the phones are ringing as well, 402-466-9696. What do you think?
Oh, I was going to put my input in on that wonderful thing.
All right. Give it to us, lady.
Yeah. Nothing like an input on a dumpster fire. What do you got?
Well, normally I would take her side.
However, I've, with another family member, I've kind of seen it on his view. I've seen a family member, I don't know how to put it. I guess I've seen a family member get accused of being the father of kids by multiple different girls.
Several.
And it's just kind of ridiculous. So, yeah, I think that the child deserves to know who it belongs to.
Well,
and,
right.
There you go.
You know, so I guess I'm more so on his side for common sense wise. But yeah, he probably could have chose a better time to say it.
Okay, yeah. Well, thanks for calling in on that. Okay.
You bet.
All right. This is like my this is so exciting. Let's bring in Cassie, who emailed the show Monday night, needing to get her brother on here. Bring back on Bernie. Guys, are you still there? Is everything going okay with the two of you?
No,
I mean, she's
come up with it. Okay, here. Hold on. One at a time. Cassie, you've heard the listeners. You've heard what they had to say. What do you think?
I think that it's baloney, and I think that they are all caught up that, oh, Bernie told him that, you know, that I sleep around or whatever. He knew that already. He didn't have to tell him on the day that we announced, and then he didn't have to put it on that radio for everybody to hear while I'm at work.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
so
Bernie.
I think people are getting real caught up on the wrong thing and making Bernie into the savior.
Bernie. Team Cassie, you got me on your team, if it's worth anything. I'm Team Cassie.
All right, Bernie, in your words, do you want to apologize to Schwinn, or do you want to...
To what?
That's what he called her. I think it's a family nickname. I don't know. Jeez, guys.
She says, don't you start. She's going to come for your kneecaps in the parking lot.
Kidding. I'm so excited for you that you're having a lovely child.
Bernie.
Bernie, how do you feel?
Bernie, tell us how you feel.
Hey, look, I called in on Monday because I wanted to make things right by Tommy. And, you know, Cassie feels like she's slighted too. Then, you know, I'm sorry you feel that way. But at the end of the day, if you keep your operating hours to a bare minimum and just with your husband, this wouldn't be an issue. But instead, you want to go with the 7-Eleven plan and just keep them puppies open all day and all night.
No.
This is on disgusting. You. Okay, I love you.
Okay.
All right.
See you at Christmas.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Oh, God.
If you guys could set up like a live stream of that Christmas party, I'd appreciate it.
Here,
that.
I'm looking up inflatable sumo wrestler suits.
You
can take this out back,
well,
I'm
Cassie,
sure.
Bernie, it doesn't sound like we're going to be able to get this figured out, but thank you guys for listening to the show. Thank you for coming on. We love you guys both. And thank you so much. I hope we get this thing figured out. And Cassie, good luck with the little one,
congratulations,
okay?
Honestly. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Did we just watch
an episode
of Ozark?
I think this is like an audio clip of like Jerry Springer.
I need to go take a jog around the block for a minute.
You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Or you can get with that. The Holiday Gift Guide 2020. I'm Coryell with your after the show for your this today. The Holiday Gift Guide. We all need a little bit of help finding extra presents and whatnot. I found this on Amazon. It is a Go Fish underwater camera. It links to your smartphone. It's like $150. A little pricier, right? But this is for that wonderful fisherman in your family. Like my boyfriend Jackson. He likes to think he can fish, but his dad Joe. Oh yeah. Joe taught him all that he knows. Actually, my that for this or that today is a little more up Jackson's alley, probably. I found that fishing game on Lincoln Sign for like $3. You know, the one with like the four little plastic rods, and then the fish go popping up and out, and they got like magnetic little things in their mouth, so you can just go fish basically anywhere that you are. And yes, it is a little kid's game. But this or that is geared towards that fisherman in your family. You can check it out on Twitter, KZKX969.
Kix Mornings with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Start my day off on the right stuff.
Yeah, it makes you get pumped.
Brightens up your day.
Kix 96.9.